Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we give you tomorrow's news tonight, right here, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To all the folks that are working right now on the Third Watch, all of you, thank you very much for the great job you're doing to keep America rolling. Thank you very, very much. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us for hour number two to say the pledge for the second time is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Are you ready, Kyle?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, President Trump could return to the White House today if conditions continue to improve. The medical team has reported that. And by the way, they gave him permission to take a ride around the block yesterday.
Well, they sure did, Captain. And I think that would be very good news to see if the president would go back to the White House today on Monday. That would mean, of course, that they would not be as concerned, one would think, about any other or further kinds of complications at all, insofar as that he could continue his treatment and convalescence at the White House residence as opposed to Walter Reed. Yes.
Right, and all he needs is two negative tests for him to be able to do that, and I think he's had one already. We just haven't heard about it, but I think that's what's going on, which is why they let him go out for a car ride. Now, meanwhile, the Trump campaign has blasted the Biden campaign over the negative ads as the president's been hospitalized. They promised that they would drop the ads 48 hours ago. Didn't do it. Matter of fact, my favorite team playing football yesterday, I saw those ads probably 8 or 10 times during the course of the game, and I just wanted to throw something.
Well, you know, Captain, if the situation were reversed and Trump was running negative ads about Biden, in a similar kind of situation, they would be vilified by everybody on the mainstream media, basically. But, of course, the Biden campaign is saying that it takes time to get these things shut off. But at the same time, a lot of people aren't buying that.
Nope. All I got to do is push the delete button, and they're gone. That's it. End of story. Now, Kevin McCarthy also ripped Speaker Nancy Pelosi for an unbecoming reaction to President Trump's COVID diagnosis. And again, she was pretty coarse in what she said, and you've heard some of the comments.
Well, yeah, she said something, this was a brazen invitation to getting sick or something like that, to getting the COVID-19 virus. But here's the thing, though, and I do believe that President Trump does not believe that the president should hide in the White House. The president has to lead by example. He has to be on the front lines. And so he's trying to push America forward. Honestly, would a President Biden simply have retired to the residence indefinitely? That's not how you lead a nation.
No, and Senator Charles Chucky Boy Schumer from New York has urged Mitch McConnell to delay the Amy Coney Barrett hearing due to the COVID. And, oh, we've got a couple of senators that are tested positive. Well, it's not going to be a problem. They're going to do this as a virtual hearing, I understand. And, by the way, Senator Mitch McConnell said, and I quote, full speed ahead.
Well, right. Now, what Chuck Schumer is talking about is that it can't be done virtually because they need to be in the room with the nominee. Now, suddenly, this is a major prerequisite because, you know, Captain, it seems like there's all kinds of hearings being done.
Did you already say, oh, well, she has to be there in person because we can't see what her facial expressions are and what's going on, and we just can't get that personal touch to it. And I'm thinking to myself, you moron.
Yeah, well, you know, HD cameras are pretty good, and the Senate has been doing a lot of things virtually. And so, honestly, if the Democrats were trying to get a nominee through, they would have a virtual meeting from here to Timbuktu if they had to.
Yep.
But this is a false thing that he's throwing up.
Now, yesterday, all across the country, many states had a day of prayer for President and Mrs. Trump, plus the many others on the campaign team and the senators that have been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. And I thought that was very well received. I actually posted pictures of the big rally they had in South Florida yesterday, which, by the way, nobody mentioned.
Well, that's right. Well, especially in Ohio, Governor Mike DeWine there said basically Ohioans have long turned to prayer during difficult and trying times as a source of strength and comfort, and it seems like that's a really good thing to do right now.
And Trump staffer Peter Navarro said the debate showed that the dominant president and a befuddled Biden were on display for people to see, and I got to agree with that. But the polls showed that Joe Biden had opened his widest lead yet after the Trump diagnosis. But again, as we talked about in the last hour, the polls that they're referring to are the subscription polls where the same people do the same thing over and over and over again, and we debunk those, and I'm going to do it again in hour number four with Frank Silvato. So hold that thought. And folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about Mayor Bill de Blasio in New York again. Then we're going to talk about the North Carolina Senate race, which is in a huge state of confusion right now. Wait till I tell you what's going on there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You are, as we come back to the music, the little melody there to Mustang Sally. I'll tell you what, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America, and there's gold waiting in that windshield of yours. Give it an inspection today, and if it's chipped or cracked, you get a $100 guarantee when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty, including cars, trucks, or vans that you're driving, and Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required if you get it done here in Florida. Now, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa and Sarasota and Port Charlotte and surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance too. Premium quality windshields and $100 cash back when you mention me, the captain. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you for $100 cash. All right, and here's Kyle Warren with what they have to say.
Auto Glass America.
Right on cue. Well, you got that down on pat there, Kyle, I'll tell you. All right, well, now, I just want to mention to everybody, I mentioned something about this earlier, but I'm going to mention it again for another reason. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has announced that he's shutting down 300 public and private schools in New York City across 9 zip codes due to the rise in coronavirus cases. He's saying that it's better to start over again rather than to try to make adaptations, which means he's going to finally kill all the independent businesses that are in that area altogether, right?
Well, exactly. And here we go again. It's really something to behold, but this is what he's doing.
And, of course, our governor down here got the message a long time ago that the worst thing he can do is shut down the school, because that eliminated the herd immunity that the kids were going to have.
Well, early on, Captain, you know, we heard a lot about the idea of herd immunity as the virus became front and center. But now when it looked like you could begin to achieve it, And that's something we don't want, evidently. I mean,
well, Dr. Fauci put the kibosh to that.
Yeah, because the goalposts keep moving, and mm-hmm. people are getting confused by this.
And then, of course, we got that new doctor in there who is all about herd immunity. Now, North Carolina, you folks down there in North Carolina, they got a big old problem in the Senate race down there. It's literally in chaos after the Democratic challenger, Mr. Cunningham, got caught in a sexting scandal. What a dope.
Yeah, well, exactly right. That's Cal Cunningham, the Democrat nominee in that race. And you're right, evidently sending suggestive text messages to a woman who's not his wife.
And the other thing is, Senator Tillis tested positive. He was part of the group at the White House, and when they did the justice introduction, he's tested positive for coronavirus. That may or may not enter into the mix, but right now he says he's feeling fine, and that's that.
Well, exactly. You know, the virus affects people differently, and certainly there've got to be people out there, Captain, who are asymptomatic, who've never been tested, but don't have any signs of being sick. And so, again, somebody may get it. It doesn't mean that you're going to go full-blown COVID-19. You could have mild symptoms, moderate symptoms, or, of course, in the worst-case scenarios, very severe symptoms.
Now, the latest on the coronavirus stimulus bill is that they are at least talking back and forth. President Trump has urged Congress to do something and pass the coronavirus bill. His quote was, get it done. And the Democrats lowered their plan by $1 trillion to $2.4 trillion, and the Republicans raised theirs up to $1.6 trillion. But what's stopping it right now is the Democrats want all illegal immigrants to get $1,200 and no deportations until next year.
Yeah, again, it's hanging their hat on things that obviously would be unpopular or detrimental in some way, and sort of holding it all up. I think people realize that. They recognize that. What they need to do is they need to get a bare-bones package done. They've got to stop the politicking of it. Otherwise, I think that the ballot box they're going to,
well,
or the mail-in ballot, they're going to have some trouble.
They're stupid. And if they were watching the polls, they would realize that the people across America do not want illegals to get $1,200 for being here. They're illegal. Hello. And they also don't want the deportation to stop because they want them gone so that the people that are here legally can get jobs.
That's a big part of it, and unfortunately, Nancy Pelosi,
mm-hmm.
she can't help herself on this.
All right, hold that thought. We got a caller calling in here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Captain and Professor. This is Kathy in San Antonio. Y'all sound well.
How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. I am calling because your call earlier from Mike in Clearwater is similar. You must be an awesome figure because I told you one time I'd have to go through hell or high water, and
right.
I'm going through not high water. We are actually having to pay money to reroute service to get your show over the phone or the podcast or whatever. There's someone here trying to keep us from hearing you. Now, your show was on 9:30 a.m. The Answer, the month of January.
Mm-hmm.
The month of February, when I first called in to you, they started putting you on the air once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since then, I mentioned to you, you know, they're just doing reruns, which are worthless.
Mm-hmm.
And when I try to get your show over my son's cell phone, podcast, whatever, especially after 9/11, I was getting a lot of buffering. I would actually have to walk around the phone.
I give you a phone number? I don't know what number you're calling, but let me give you a direct listen line at TalkStream Live. You ready?
Yes, sir.
605-562-4217. That's a direct line to hear my program on a website called TalkStream Live. They do carry my show over there. It's exactly what's going out on the satellite and by my flagship station.
Sir, hang on one second, please. I'm getting something to write with. I thought, well, I'll just remember that, but it's too important. So I'm going to start with the 605.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. 562.
Okay. What was it?
605-562-4217. Okay. That's the number. So call
4217.
Yes, so go ahead and call that number, all right? And
okay.
You'll be
thank
able to
you.
Hear. Yeah, thank you. Okay. And, yeah, you know, sometimes things like that happen where people don't want you to be heard, so they do things to try to keep you from being heard. But I'm not sure if that's the case there or not. That's a Salem affiliate, by the way. So there you go. Now, the other thing, Kyle, is we had a big-time situation. Oh, wait a minute. Let's finish our conversation about the money. Sorry. Mm-hmm. So we are at $1.6 trillion for the Republicans in the Senate and $2.4 trillion coming out of the House. And the big stumbling point is the illegals getting money, number one.
Right.
And the
deportations
not being done. I don't think the Republicans, there's any way in hell they're going to do that. So if we either stayed at 1.6 or 1.8 or whatever, and by the way, the Democrats are getting just as much heat about this for stumbling around and not getting this done as are the Republicans, but the Republicans aren't getting as much because in their case, it's not over the money issue, it's over who it is that they're trying to give money to when it comes to the Democrats.
Well, that's right. And can you imagine, Captain, I haven't heard any one of the mainstream media or some of the late night programs, and if others have heard it, maybe they can call in and let us know. But I haven't heard anybody basically goading the Democrats saying, come on, you got to get this done. You got to send these checks out. You know, just do a bare bones thing and stop the politicking. I haven't heard anybody in the mainstream media telling that to the Democrats.
Now, there's something else, too. There in Mexico, some cartel gunmen went on the offensive against some security forces that were getting really close to some stuff that they didn't want them to see, and they ambushed a bunch of security forces and killed six of the Mexican special police.
Wow, that is big time, yeah.
Well, yeah, but again, I don't know what they were getting close enough to see. It was either illegal smuggling or drugs or both. And they nailed them and ambushed them and killed them, unfortunately.
Yes, very much so.
And I want to talk about this at length after we come back from the break, but your wildfire situation out there is to say intense is the least, is an understatement of the year. But what I want to mention about it is the acreage and the damage and the people it's displaced. But right now, folks, I got to remind you again, keep your eyes on the tropics. National Hurricane Center closely monitoring tropical wave number 26, tropical depression number 26, which is going to become tropical storm Delta, and just going to come towards Louisiana again. This is not a good thing. By the way, Texas, you might get some of this too, but it'll be the eastern part. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere, no how.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The crowd cheers as President Trump leaves the hospital briefly, waving from an SUV. Earlier, he tweeted out a video.
I learned a lot about COVID.
I learned it by really going to school. This is the real school. This isn't the let's read the book school. And I get it, and I understand it.
The big question now is who in the high ranks of government may have been exposed to COVID-19. The president's national security advisor says efforts are ongoing. Robert O'Brien says the White House medical staff is working to find out through contact tracing if top government officials are at risk. On CBS's Face the Nation, he said, in the meantime,
people are getting tested on a regular basis. I've seen a number of my colleagues here this morning who've tested negative for 3 or 4 straight days in a row.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Root.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. That's Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team. And you know, if you know anything about them, you'll know that Pete and Seth, the owners of Relief Factor, they believe firmly in their product and what they're doing to help people. It was designed to heal. That's right, you're hearing me, designed to heal. And I agree with them. Now, the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the 4 best ingredients of 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Now, we're talking about turmeric, resveratrol, lycopene, and omega-3. And as you approach it from 4 different angles, that might be the reason why so many people find such wonderful relief. Now, if you've got back pain, shoulder pain, neck pain, hip, knee, or foot pain, maybe you got exercise, getting older, or you've got some sort of injury, then you owe it to yourself to try something that might just get you out of pain and relieve the swelling like it does me in my left ankle and leg. So try the 3-week quick start by going to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. It costs $19.95 and you'll be well on your way to feeling better. And Al in Nebraska gave his little testimonial a while ago in the chat room. Appreciate that, Al. But other people have tried it too. Thousands of people have benefited from that. Hundreds of thousands of people, to be exactly correct here, but thousands as a result of my show. So try the 3-week quick start, relieffactor.com. Discounted only $19.95. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, and sign up today. All right. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, California's wildfires have currently burned over 4 million acres. All I can say to that is, wow, how are the folks coping?
Well, Captain, it's been very, very difficult for so many people throughout California, and especially those, obviously, who have lost their homes. Others have lost their lives. Firefighters have lost their lives in these fires. Unfortunately, it has burned, as you said, some 4 million acres. Now, of course, politicians are trying to brand this as global warming or climate change. This is the essence of climate change. But unfortunately, it all has, I think, a lot to do with mismanagement of the forest, whether it's people say it's federal land or state land. But either way, every single year we seem to have these major problems. Unfortunately, we can't just blame climate change. We have to actually, like, do some things at the very least to try to mitigate it.
Well, I've got a question for you. Some of these people have been hit not for the first time, but for the second time, and there's a very few people that have been hit for the third time, but yet they keep saying, well, we're going to go back and rebuild. Again, you know, the insurance thing here leads me to wonder, how the heck are they going to do that?
Well, that's a very good question. In many cases, they won't be able to get insurance traditionally. Some of the places that have burned or were in danger of burning, some of them haven't burned either in the last 50 to 60 years, or they've never burned as far as anybody can remember in California. So we have seen a lot of new places literally be attacked by the fires as well.
Okay, well, the former acting DNI director, Richard Grenell, former ambassador too, says James Comey tossed career national security officers under the bus with his recent testimony. I believe that's probably the case because he wasn't accepting blame for anything.
No, he wasn't. And what Grinnell's talking about is the idea that, in his opinion, Comey is a leader who knows everything about the details of things and takes these amazing notes, but yet comes up with, I don't remember, I don't recall. So I think, Captain, there's a real difference between James Comey, the former FBI director, and now the James Comey who's kind of become a celebrity. He's written a book, and he's sort of celebrated by so many TV people and people on the left, and now he's protecting all that to a great degree, one might think, because, at least what Grinnell's saying, none of this adds up.
Now, the United States and Russia are going to hold a round of nuclear arms discussions in Finland. I believe the Nobel Peace Prize, which is being announced Friday of this week, at least one of them is, or maybe one of them is today, but this is the week I think they're doing it. That's in, what, Oslo, Norway, where
it's
that's done?
Yeah, it's in Oslo, Norway, yeah.
So then this is Helsinki, where this other thing will be done.
Well, that's right. And the U.S. and Russia are going to hold a nuclear arms talks. Now, what this is designed to do, it's designed to replace the New START treaty, and that's the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, basically. Mm-hmm. So they're going to replace that, one might think, if these are successful. That expires in February, and so that's what they're going to be discussing in Helsinki, yes.
And the Michigan Supreme Court struck down the extension of a coronavirus emergency restriction by the Michigan Governor Whitmer, which, by the way, I was on Ron Edwards' show yesterday afternoon, and he says, I want to insert a different letter in their name and get rid of the W, but I can't do it because it's live radio.
right. Well, exactly. She was, I think, doing this under the Emergency Management Act.
Yeah.
In Michigan. That's right. And
keeping everything shut down longer than what it was supposed to be. Because things were supposed to be opening up right now. So now this opens the door, and this was the Michigan Supreme Court, okay? This opens the door for the business in the state to finally get going again.
And that will be a good thing. And I think, Captain, so many people, they are happy to be safe. They're happy to take precautions. They're, in many cases, they're wearing masks voluntarily, and they're sanitizing and washing their hands. But they also understand that, we can't stay shut down indefinitely. There has to be a way for people to be able to live and protect the vulnerable. Otherwise, we can't move forward. And Governor Whitmer has got to understand that. I can't imagine, her popularity right now, if she's perceived as working against people being able to live their lives, do business.
Now, this last point is really important. Voters awaiting results in some key presidential battleground states might have to wait for a few days to get the results. Now, some judges and some courts have already made rulings on whether or not votes can be held for a day or two or three or four or five or even up to a week longer than the postmark date of the election. And most of these states have got deadlines by which they have to certify an election one way or another, whether or not all the votes are counted or not, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Florida's one of them. Georgia's another one. Alabama's another one. Let's see, South Carolina, North Carolina, Tennessee. I don't know about other states, but I know pretty much in the South that's the way it is. So consequently, some of these states changed their rules in midstream, and they were challenged, and some of them got knocked down. But the blue states seem to be getting away with it.
Well, and that's part of the strategy, I think, that we see, that we're seeing unfold, I believe, and that is that no matter what, even if you pass the deadline for certification, it'll still be, but we have to count all the votes, and that will be their rallying cry, even if you, as I said, pass that date. But see, that's the whole point of questioning the legitimacy of the election. I think that's the ultimate strategy.
And the big news for you folks that are sitting out there going, oh, my God, the polls, Biden's up by 14, he's up by 8, oh, my God, it's terrible. Not true, because if you take a look at the polls that are out there and who's doing the polling, some of these are member-only polls where they keep polling the same people all the time. And if you notice, the numbers are just about the same every time they poll. There's a reason for that. It's because the same people keep getting the poll. And they keep doing the same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah, that is really something. And again, the ultimate random sample is going to be actually the actual election.
Well,
but if we see how people are responding, even just on the streets, we know how things might go.
And we explained that we have four polls, which, by the way, in hour number four with Frank Silvato, I'm going to talk about him again. I'm going to talk about what's going on. Frank and I are just going to rake these people over the coals because the mainstream media is not your friend. They're lying to you when it comes to President Trump because they don't want him to get elected. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we take a look at the truckers' highway and byway weather report.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. This portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by our good friends at the Pilot and Flying J. Stop by the Pilot and Flying J today and see what they're all about, and make sure you become a member of the Drivers Club, where you can save money and get points for all the different purchases you make, including your diesel fuel, and you can use that later on down the line to save you some money or to get you some great stuff there at the Pilot or Flying J. And we're going to start out with Charlie Daniels, and this is something that I haven't heard in a long time, and I even forgot that he'd done it, the song that is, but here we go.
That my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Could see this was the greatest place on earth, but now the bottom's falling, the whole thing's going south. I owe more on this old house than it's worth, and if you can't see what's wrong,
Just turn your TV on. Rich are getting rich while the poor are getting poor. God's getting less while the devil's getting more. Nobody's standing in his way. It's time for us to make a change and take back the USA.
Time for us to make a change to take back the USA. You betcha. Charlie couldn't have made that song any better. Years ago, who would have thought, Kyle, that that song would have been absolutely spot on today?
Yeah, no kidding. Absolutely.
So there you go. And Charlie Daniels, and he is definitely a credit, a national treasure. All righty, here we go. By the way, he passed away recently.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, so he was definitely a national treasure. There you go. Okay. Very warm and dry conditions will lead to critical fire weather conditions over portions of the west and eastward into the plains. Meanwhile, heavy rainfall is expected locally over parts of Florida through Monday and Tuesday, and even into Wednesday and Thursday of this week. We'll get to that in a minute with the tropics. Mainly cool weather will prevail from the Midwest to the East Coast with periodic bouts of light rainfall. And, Kyle, you take it away with the west.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're hoping to see some pretty major changes in the Pacific Northwest in terms of bringing in some moisture towards the end of the week. We hit to Friday through next Sunday. And that may bring some relief to some of these wildfires and air quality. But with that comes the possibility of mudslides because of burned areas, also in Northern California, as well as the jet stream drops down. But we're going to see how that comes here over the next few days. But right now in Portland, Oregon, they're looking at temperatures of about 73 for Monday. But they have a dense fog warning going on right now and an ongoing air stagnation warning in that area. So be careful there along the 5 freeway. In California, of course, air quality alerts continue in the Central Valley area because of the ongoing wildfires that we were talking about just a little while ago. Down in the Southwest, still triple digits. For example, in Phoenix looking at 102 for Monday. Up in Utah, near Salt Lake City, we have a fire weather warning there. We also look to have some winds, maybe gusts up around 30 miles per hour. This persists all through the southern part of Wyoming. Along I-80 there. And as we travel down through the I-25 corridor, fire weather warning in Denver. Now in the higher elevations, especially the northern mountains, that's where they expect to get some high winds as well, and that can contribute to the fire danger in that area.
Okay, well, we've got a fire weather warning going across I-80 in Nebraska tonight, about halfway across Nebraska, so be advised of that. Also, western Kansas, northwestern Kansas, to include Goodland. Now, there is a frost warning with a freeze warning way further north, but starting out with about half of Missouri, all of Illinois, the eastern third of Iowa, the southern part of Wisconsin, and all the way up Wisconsin to Green Bay, where you'll get into a freeze warning where you get up further north in Wisconsin. Also in Michigan, up till about central Michigan, out of the border from Indiana, where about half of Indiana is affected by a frost advisor tonight, including all the way down to Indianapolis, and the northwestern part of Ohio to include Toledo. And then down in the tropics, we have got a interesting development down there because the system number 26, tropical depression number 26, is forecast to approach the northern Gulf Coast this week as a hurricane, a Category 2 hurricane. Now, while there's large uncertainty in the track and intensity forecast at this time, there is the risk of dangerous storm surge, wind, rainfall hazards along the coast from Louisiana to the western Florida panhandle. All persons in that area need to pay close attention. Residents in these areas should monitor the progress of the system and check for updates of forecast during the week. And here we go again. As I mentioned, three storms so far in Louisiana have resulted in 50 inches of rain.
That's just really unbelievable.
That does not count the wind either.
Well, that's right. And any more rain just would be devastating in those regions.
So, Kyle, tell us how to do your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much. And calling in right now to talk with us is Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
The president went for a car ride yesterday. He had the blessings and permission of his doctors to do it, even though the media is making it sound like, well, he put other people at risk, and, oh, this was horrible, and, oh, man, I'm so sick of these birds.
Yeah, they're all complaining now that he put the Secret Service at risk.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I see how. Because the Secret Service wasn't all piled in the SUV with them, but, you know.
Nope, there were two in there with them. Driver and the passenger.
Yeah. Anyway. You know, there's I mean, they were out there. These people were out there rallying. And,
sure.
You know, for 2 days.
Yep.
Now, I did see a photo, actually, of hundreds of boxes of pizza at the rally. Mm-hmm. And one person posted that Trump had sent all the pizzas out there to him. I don't know if that's true or not. But,
haven't heard that yet. Mm-hmm.
If it is, then, you know, even a bigger head tip.
Yeah. So it was really good. The headline from the AP, which is liberal by every sense of the word, Trump takes a brief car ride, ignoring his own COVID infection. Well, no, he didn't. He had permission from the doctors to do it, the two Secret Service agents up front, and I think he did a great thing.
If the doctors said no, if Secret Service said no, then he wouldn't have gone.
Right.
Okay. So, there we go.
And when we come back, folks, we're going to tell you that the president just might be coming back to the White House today because we're going to be running out of time here in just about 30 seconds. But the president may be coming back today to resume his duties at the White House.
Well, he has no temperature. The certain indicators he's not tracking the conditions that he had when he went in. So, they're estimating that it's possible if all things are good.
Yep. So we'll see. And if he does, he does. And if he doesn't, well, it'll be just maybe a day later or whatever. But we'll get into all of that as we move along here on the program. And of course, we also have got some very interesting rebuttals. And I'm going to call them debunks. To the polls that came out over the weekend by the mainstream media, and I don't know if even Denise knows this, but I'm going to spill the beans again on what some of these polls are all about that people aren't talking about, and they should be, because I'm involved in one of them. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere, no how. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.